Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria High 31, Joburg 30, Tzaneen 28. We start with the ongoing saga in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the South African National Defence Force has officially released the names of its members who died last week in the eastern city of Goma after M23 rebels attacked them. Initially, 13 soldiers lost their lives in battle, while the latest member succumbed to injury in hospital over the weekend. SANDF spokesman Sipiwe Dlamini.
14 of these members paid the supreme price in an effort to bring peace and stability in that part of the world. The Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, Ms. Angie Motshekga, Deputy Ministers of Defence and Military Veterans, Major General Retired Bantu Holomisa, send their heartfelt condolences to the family of the deceased and the entire defence family.
For more on this story, head to our news blog on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To good news, and load shedding was suspended early this morning. Eskom implemented stage 3 load shedding over the weekend following over 10 months of uninterrupted power supply after it encountered a temporary setback. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena.
Due to the sufficient replenishment of emergency reserves, load shedding was suspended today. Eskom will provide updates if any significant changes occur.
Now to Joburg, where Mayor Dada Morero has welcomed the appointment of Patrick Jaka as the new chief of the Joburg Metro Police. City spokesperson Ntatisi Moringwane says the appointment of Jaka, a seasoned law enforcement officer with a wealth of experience, will bolster the city's safety and security architecture.
His appointment marks a new era of stability and leadership for the JMPD, which has been without a permanent chief for the past 5 years. This appointment has been widely welcomed by various stakeholders, including the community and law enforcement agencies.
Moving abroad, U.S. forces carried out airstrikes in Somalia yesterday, targeting a senior Islamic State attack planner and other members of the militant group, killing many of them. President Donald Trump said in a post on Truth Social, the strikes destroyed caves where the militants were hiding and killed many terrorists without harming civilians. He said the victims threatened the United States and its allies. And finally, Music's elite are congregating in Los Angeles for tonight's Grammy Awards, and everyone's wondering, is it finally Beyoncé's time? Well, she is the most decorated Grammy artist in history. Beyoncé has infamously never won the coveted prize for Album of the Year, despite 4 previous nominations for her studio albums. Her album, Cowboy Carter, faces stiff competition, however, from work by perennial winners like Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift, along with a buzzy class of pop hitmakers including Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, and Charlie XCX. Despite the high wattage star power, Grammy Week has taken on a more somber tone than usual, as the entertainment capital reels in the aftermath of deadly wildfires that leveled entire neighborhoods just weeks ago. I'm Martine van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus die uur, die Weermag het amptelik die name van die 14 Suid-Afrikaanse soldate wat in aanvalle in die DRK dood is, bekend gemaak.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like. Be like.
Birds of a feather, we should stick together and
be like.
But tonight I say my love when I told you to go.
More music you love.